We are here with Cam. Cam, it says Cameron still. What do you go by, Cam?
Cam.
All right, good. I just listen. It's nice to be official and everything. But Cam Dolby, pitcher for USF softball, and let's just go right to the elephant in the room, Cam. Everyone knows that, you know, Georgina Corrick is quote unquote the ace, and you're the number two pitcher. I think that's not a bad person to be considered the number two pitcher behind.
No, Georgina has a lot of talent, and leads us. I love learning from her and being behind her and being her backup. So yeah.
You kind of knew about her going in last year. Did she kind of exceed your expectations or your reputation in your head of her?
Yeah, I had never seen her pitch before I came here, and I was definitely impressed when I came and saw her throughout the season. So,
well, I know that you were very impressive at Boston College for your first year, racked up all these strikeouts in high school, and that you were going to be a very important member of the staff. We'll get into that part in a little bit, but let's get to the weather part first, because I know one of the first pictures I remember seeing of you or something you posted was how excited you were to be able to actually go to the beach. I mean, did that have a little bit to do with the decision to come down south?
Yes, I like the cold when it's snowing, but if it's not, I don't. I like the warm weather, so I was excited to be near the beaches and be in Florida. It was a...
We kind of had the similar situation here. For you, it sounds like snow or forget it.
Yeah.
Here, it's 100 degrees.
Yep.
And beach weather or forget it. No in between.
Yeah.
What did you learn your first year? You know, you had a great pitching coach as your head coach last year in Jess. Did you feel your game progress a little bit?
Yes, I was able to learn a lot from Coach Jess. Coming in, I knew she had great experience and was a wonderful pitching coach too. So I had learned a lot when I first came in. I picked up on a lot of things quickly. Like, we went through a lot of stuff in the fall to get ready for the spring, and I was able to take all those for the spring and use them to work on during the summer too, to work on for this year too.
Nice. What are some of the things that, I mean, you go out there every day and you probably are just working on whatever is pertinent to that practice, but in general, is there a part of your game you're trying to improve?
Yeah, I'm trying to work on challenging more people with my movement and my rise ball and speed and stuff.
Well, you got to help me out because I've never pitched a softball. I think I remember one time I was in the Gasparilla Parade throwing stuff out in my arm. I felt like I was throwing my shoulder out, so I can't imagine trying to throw a softball. Help me a little bit. What's the toughest pitch to throw, like from a grip perspective? What's the toughest one to learn anyway and get down to be good at it?
I thought the toughest pitch is probably a changeup for me to get consistently.
Okay.
I mean, because you can grip it so many ways and you can throw it so many different ways, and it's not, rather than like curve and rise and screw, like everything, you can, people typically have like similar grips for those. Changeup is different.
Is it a lot to do with the motion? Is it almost like trying to be deceptive with your actual motion?
Yeah, because, yeah, the goal is to be as deceptive as you can be, and trying to do that with the changeup, I guess, is the hardest for me, I guess.
I don't know. No, that sounds like it's a hard task to learn. And then how about, last thing about the team itself? I mean, you know, it's a great group. They seem like they have fun. I mean, what's the experience been like for you from, forget about the results in the softball field, but just as a group?
Yeah, coming in, I didn't know anyone on the team, and they all became like family, very close and very welcoming when I first joined. Yeah, it's been, the team environment's great. We always have each other's backs. Like, it's a very good environment to be around.
Okay. So you're not going to be, you know, when December, whatever, 20th hit, you're not going to be looking for snow and feeling bad about being down here in Florida?
No. I definitely enjoy the warm weather.
I like it. Thank you very much, Cam.
Yes, thank you.